Meanwhile, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, or PCHR, has called for an independent probe into suspected Israeli war crimes during its Gaza offensive. The Palestinian rights group also accuses Israel of committing numerous violations of international law. It says many of the alleged violations give rise to individual criminal responsibility. The PCHR says more than 1,400 Palestinians, most of them civilians, were killed in Israel's war on Gaza. It also says at least 5,300 Palestinians were injured during the offensive. Joining us now to expand more on this is Raji Sarani, director of the Palestinian Center for Human Rights from Gaza. Raji Sarani, many thanks for joining us. Your organization has week in, week out reported on Israeli occupation forces continuing systematic attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in the occupied Palestinian territory. That's how it's headed on your website. Yet there has been no accountability. How do you feel the future of the Goldstone Report vis-a-vis Israel is headed?
Needless to say that Israel didn't begin the war crimes and crimes against humanity against Palestinian civilians in the occupied territories, precisely in Gaza, December and January 2009. But that was years before that, and our experience for tens of years with this Israeli belligerent occupation and the Israeli belligerent and the Israeli court system, that no justice ever had been achieved and no accountability has been practiced. And Israel obviously unwilling to do that. And this the same thing had happened in a repetitive way concerning the war in Gaza and Goldstone Report, where Israel found one soldier guilty and two officers, has been given reports. But otherwise, things went business as usual. So for us, we have no illusion whatsoever for this criminal occupation, that they are not going to hold accountable or act according to international recognized standards in having independent judiciary investigation committee. And accordingly, for us, it's the entire responsibility of the international community, which should stand for that challenge and to act according to international law, international humanitarian law, and the 4th Geneva Convention in practicing Goldstone Report.
Raji Sarani, Israel refuses to comply with other demands by the international community, like ending the siege and stopping illegal construction. Is there any hope for a possible international trial against Israeli leaders?
Well, from one side, thanks to the U.S. and Europe, which provide full legal and political immunity for the state of Israel and the crimes they are perpetrating against Palestinian civilians, Israel do feel absolutely, they are above international law, above international humanitarian law and the human rights, and they act with absolutely free hand, and no one can guarantee whether they are going to do that again or not against Gazan civilians or Palestinian civilians. And we know all where the World Advisory Opinion, this apartheid annexation wall, when the ICJ decided, in their advisory opinion, to say this is illegal and should be abolished. We are afraid that Goldstone Report, with the American veto, with the European conspiracy of silence and protection of Israel, that Goldstone Report, at least on the level of Security Council, by American veto or European veto, and there things stop. But thanks God, Goldstone put clear-cut implementation mechanisms. The Security Council and suggesting that the Security Council send this report to Mr. Ocampo, the General Prosecutor of the ICC, International Criminal Court, or to form a special tribunal. If this fails, still, other possibilities, meaning one, activation of universal jurisdiction by the state, so Israeli leaders on political security will be targeted and followed, through that, and that's what we are doing for years. Also, there is other possibility that, the Swiss government, as depositary of the 4th Geneva Convention, should stand and activate, the high contracting parties. Article 1 decides in a clear way, a clear cut way, that, they have to ensure respect of the de jure of the de jure applicability of the Geneva Convention for Protection of Palestinian Civilians. So this is not the end of the road, and I think there is simple, clear-cut slogan we do have, as Goldstone have. We are people for rule of law. We are people for international law, international humanitarian law. We are people against the rule of jungle, and we will never, ever allow Israel to continue doing that. And we have no right, as representatives of the victims, to forget or to forgive. And we will follow these criminals across the globe in all legal means available to us.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much, Raji Sarani, Director of Palestinian Center for Human Rights from Gaza. And a quick note on their website, pchrgaza.org, to find out all the activities that are taking place in the occupied territories.